they throw at you for your first 2 days here?
Today was definitely a crash course, probably just a tiny, tiny sliver of what we're going to do. But last night and this morning were a couple of long hours for me trying to, you know, understand everything. And coach has done a great job so far really trying to make me understand it and really teach it to me. So I'm fortunate that I got two good coaches in Coach McCoy and McDaniels really helping me out. So and the other two quarterbacks have helped me. So I feel real good so far for day one, but I have a long way to go. I'm excited to get it going. Well, they've been just supportive. I mean, they could easily, you know, they could easily not help me at all, but they take a liking to me, I hope, and they've helped me. So, you know, I'm appreciative of that. And then they've, you know, every time I mess up on the field, they give me the correction in a nice way, and we move on together.
Considering all three of you are new, mm-hmm. does that kind of help? Does that help each other?
I think so. I think we're all, you know. Those guys are ahead of me. They've been here for a couple months now, so they're ahead. I'm day one, so they're ahead of me. But I think in the long run, when we all, you know, get into it, and we're not nearly on Coach McDaniel's level of his knowledge, once we get to his where he wants us, you know, I think we'll all be able to work together. And that once I catch up to them, it'll be a lot easier for me to, you know, help them and maybe see something they didn't see, and we can all work together. Well, I think I know I'm younger than them, so I've watched them play college football at both their schools in Purdue and Texas. So I've seen them play a long time, and then now to be alongside them and, you know, talking to them just as a normal teammate, it's nice. And, you know, they're both had, you know, good pro careers so far. And so for me, it's fun just to be involved and just to talk to those guys with their helmets off and just be another guy and really know I feel they do care about me and they want to help me. So that means a lot to me. Well, I probably should have that mindset. I want to come in and make, you know, zero mistakes from day one. But, you know, since probably the fifth play, I was no longer mistake free. So I need to understand that, and I'm going to make mistakes. And, you know, there's a difference between making the same mistake over and over. But you can make a few. But like Coach McDaniel says, if you make the same mistake over and over, that's going to be hard to find the field. A little bit, you know, but I think I came in with such an open mind that I needed to learn right away. I forgot the intimidation factor. I wanted to be prepared this morning, so I spent some time last night, and hopefully I think it prepared me pretty well. And for the most part, it was obviously a small part of the playbook, but I did pretty well today, I think. Just all of it. I mean, there's not just one thing that you have to know. You have to know, you know, going in, when someone doesn't know something, you better know it. So, you know, the responsibility of a quarterback is to know everything, and when you have to know everything, that's pretty tough.
Is there anything about today that made you say, okay, this is quite a bit different than college?
Probably just calling the first play in the huddle. There's a lot of terminology, and you have to say it the right way. Otherwise, you got 10 other guys doing the wrong thing. So there's a responsibility in calling it the right way, and I think after saying the first play, I was like, wow, okay, that was an NFL play I just called, and, you know, it worked out well, actually.
And Alfonso Smith got a big press conference. He said that he was very confident in terms of meeting with the other corners, and, you know, second place is not something that, you know, he's fixing in line on. So with that, what how realistic do you think it is for you, and what is your goal as far as trying to drive the depth chart and perhaps a plan for the super
quarter? You know, that's a long way down the road. You know, today, I wanted to learn as much as I can, learn from those two guys, and they're, this is my day one, so I can't come in and I'm not going to say anything that I'm going to regret later on. I'm going to come in and work as hard as I can, do everything I can to improve my situation. But at the same time, you know, that's a long way down the road, and I don't have any, you know, fortune telling skills that I can say. So I'm going to do whatever I can and see how it all shakes out. Well, my goal is to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. Whether that's I don't know when that's going to be, you know, but that's my goal. I think every player's goal should be to be a starter. You know, once you get your role, if you're going to be the third string quarterback, you know, be the best third string you can be. But always work to be the starter, and that's my goal, and I probably will never change that. Well, you know, football is a tough sport. When you're the quarterback, you get too much glory when your team's winning, and you get too much blame when your team loses. So everything's magnified, and how I dealt with it is just knowing that. Like, I can't control the media. I can just try to play better every week, try to give my team a better chance to win, and, you know, when you put things in perspective, it's a lot easier to keep your head up and move forward. Maybe. Fresno is a ruthless place. They demand excellence. They demand the team to win. And, you know, 7-6 isn't good enough. And I think coming into a program like this, it's the same philosophy. You're not going to, you know, losing isn't acceptable. So, you know, coming from college and having that same mindset, it's going to be a nice transition where, you know, there's no excuse for losing. You got to win games, and that's the only thing that matters. I got frustrated playing poorly. I got frustrated, you know, not contributing to my team winning games. But I'm harder on myself than any media person can be, so it didn't really affect me too much.
Some of these might take that as a personal challenge.
Bring it on, I guess, huh?
Anything else for Tom?
All right, thank you. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. Tom.